Nearly 3 years after Jussie Smollett claimed to be the victim of a hate crime, the actor is on trial today, facing 6 charges of felony disorderly conduct. Smollett told Chicago police he had been attacked late at night by 2 people who yelled racist and homophobic slurs at him. But now he's accused of filing a false police report. For more, we're joined by Areva Martin, author, civil rights attorney, and legal commentator. Welcome, Areva.
Thank you for having me.
So give folks a refresher on the charges against Smollett, because they may be thinking back, hold on, were the charges against him dropped? So what is new in this case?
So a judge sitting in Chicago did appoint a special prosecutor. That special prosecutor refiled felony charges against Smollett for disorderly conduct, essentially similar charges, saying that he filed false police reports, that he feigned this alleged racial attack on him in January of 2019, and he should be held criminally accountable.
Right. And the accusation is that he paid his assailants to stage the attack. These were people that he knew. There's a $3,500 check. How is he defending himself against these charges when the evidence appeared to mount up against him?
Jussie Smollett has been consistent that, yes, he did write a check to these 2 brothers, but he wrote the check to them for $3,500 so that they could provide physical fitness training to him for a video, some kind of music video that he was going to participate in.
I see. And how about the brothers themselves, these men who are either the real or staged assailants of Jussie Smollett? So we're expecting to hear from them in the case. What do you think they'll say?
Yeah, they are the star witnesses for the prosecution. So given that they are star witnesses for the prosecution, I expect that they will say that they indeed were paid by Jussie Smollett to stage this attack. There's apparently a text message from Jussie to the brothers saying, you know, I want you to hit me, but not hit me too hard because I don't want to get injured. But Jussie's team maintains that these brothers have huge credibility issues, that they have given inconsistent statements, that they have a history of giving statements as informants to the Chicago Police Department, and that they have some kind of shady past. So the real question from a legal standpoint is how much of this information that's being reported in the news by Jussie's team about the credibility of these brothers will be actually admissible during the court proceeding, because we know there's the court of public opinion and then there's a trial court.
Yeah. You know, Areva, the particulars of this case itself are compelling on their own, but there's a bigger thing at stake here, right? Which is that there are a lot of folks watching who are concerned that if it turns out Jussie Smollett did indeed fabricate this hate crime, that will then be used to cast doubt on future true claims of hate crime attacks. How concerned are you about that?
You know, that has been an issue that's been raised from day one. And it was raised because there was also concern that the Chicago Police Department was spending an inordinate amount of time investigating a false police report claim. And that the police is singling Jussie out, perhaps because he's an African-American man, perhaps because he's a celebrity, but that they are engaging in excessive investigatory work, and that even this prosecution may be racially motivated. So there's concerns on both sides.
Yeah, so many layers to this case. Thank you for peeling back some of them with us. That's Areva Martin, author, civil rights attorney, and legal commentator. Areva, thank you.
Thank you.